I am Matt Jordan, and joining me, like it is on every Wednesday, just about, is Candy Westbrook. Of course, we had Sam Kudrick and
Zach
in last week, but you're back this week, and CNN this morning, and you're pumped full of energy and ready to go.
I am, yeah. So apologize to the listening audience if I talk a little fast today. We were at the Terebinth Coffee House, and it was hosted by Coffeeville Coffee Company, so Mr. Ron Bryce. And as something fun to do, he had them make these things called an acorn. And basically what it is, it's a shot with espresso, heavy whipped cream, and maple syrup. Amazing. The taste was wonderful, but now I feel like I'm about to, like, I don't know. My heart is pumping, so.
I feel like that's, like, good for, like, a few things, because it's got the energy. And I guess maple syrup doesn't really work like honey. But like if sore throat, you know, you can do honey. I wonder maple syrup kind of, you maple know, gets warmed up probably in the espresso shot. And
Yeah.
So that's like.
But yes, I will be hyper today. So, but yes, Mr. Ron Bryce was sharing his wonderful story. And I learned some new things. Every time I talk to him, I learn something new. So Ron started this company and they roast coffee and then sell it worldwide. But basically, they started it because he wanted to promote and inspire Coffeeville. And so just by sharing all the notable people that we have in Coffeeville on their coffee. They have three blends right now, and then over time, going to be adding more and more. But one of the things that I thought was so neat about it, it was he started this because they want to have more money to invest back into housing and buildings. So he didn't do it to get rich. He's taking the money he makes from profit and continuing to, because basically what they do is they buy houses, they renovate them, buildings, renovate them. So all that money is being right invested here in Coffeeville to restore. And I think that is amazing. I love it. So, and he had a quote that I'm going to remember now. He said, "One thing that cities can't buy is their history." And Coffeeville has plenty of it. So I love that. So we do have a lot of wonderful history here in Coffeeville. So it was great to have him do the host. And of course, we had a few other announcements. Doug Munn from Grace Fellowship Church on September 11th. There is a whole bunch of churches gathering together at Walter Johnson Park for a day of prayer and remembrance for honoring everybody on 9/11. That'll start at 10 o'clock and go till 2. So stop on by Walter Johnson Park. And of course, that day is also filled with a lot of other events. Cruise in Coffeeville is that day. So that's the night where up and down 8th Street, there's going to be all kinds of cars and a car show and a concert that night and all kinds of fun activities. So cruise in Coffeeville. That is also the Tyro Christian Church car show. That's always a big one down there. And I actually live right over there. So tons of cars. I love seeing it. And then the Lions Club Golf Tournament is that day as well. So you have got lots to choose from on September 11th.
That's also Kyle's 2-year anniversary.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, neat. Yeah. So, great day. Chuck McVeigh from the Daylight Defenders Lion Club, they are going to have a pancake feed on October 2nd at the Baptist Church. Tickets will be going on sale soon, and stay tuned for more information on that. Leanne Eggers from the Coffeeville Public Library, so they are taking some of their events and going back virtual again, just to kind of keep things safe. So, like storybook time and crafts, basically they're going to do it all on Facebook Live or record it and upload the video. So just be following their Facebook page for all kinds of fun things that you can do with your kiddos. Jamie Grant from Coffeeville Rec, they are doing tumbling and youth basketball sign up right now. So if your kiddo is interested in basketball or tumbling, make sure to get in and get signed up for that. And then they have an event on October 7th. It's called Plush Pals. Basically, it's like a Build-A-Bear. Kind of their version. And deadline for that is September 15th, so make sure you get in to register for that. Earlene Smith from the Community Health Center, just a reminder that September 6th, which is Labor Day, a lot of places are going to be closed, but the health center is going to be closed as well. So if you need to get in to get your shot or any other stuff, make sure you get in before September 6th. I had something else. There it is. Oh, we've actually got a lot of calls recently about Simply Southern closed recently. And they, along with being a boutique, they did all the dry cleaning in town. And everybody's been asking, well, where do we go? Where do we go? So Don't worry. Blue Boots has dry cleaning. That's across the street from you guys. And so if you do need you dry cleaning done, just stop by Blue Boots and they can take care of you. Today at 3:15, if you're available, come join us because we are doing a business spotlight. And our spotlight this month is Holy Name Catholic Church. So that's going to be exciting. And then we especially want you to join us for something really cool. On Friday at 11 a.m. downtown, right across from the chamber, is going to be the ribbon cutting for the new bikes. And Blue Cross and Blue Shield is coming down for that. And so we're going to do a ribbon cutting and share more information about those bikes. If you haven't seen them, I mean, it's been all over everywhere on social media, and you probably drove by and seen them. But this was something that Samantha in our office with tourism worked with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, as well as the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation, to get the money for this. And so we can have these bikes. There's two locations, downtown, and then the other one is at the college. And basically, it's just on your phone. It's an app, and you just download it, and then you can – it's like – I can't remember if it's $1 or $1.50, but for a half hour. So it's super cheap. Or you can do a membership, which I am still learning some about this. But you can pay, I want to say $30, I think, a year. And then you can ride it for an hour every day for your whole life if you want. So I haven't got to ride them yet, but I'm going to. I want to do it. So stop by and check out those bikes. They're really fun. And I did have a great question on that. Somebody said, well, I've seen scooters in a lot of town.
Yeah, and Bartlesville has them.
Yeah,
Tulsa,
you see them in a lot of places.
City, yeah.
So they're like, you know, why did you guys decide to choose bikes? Well, one of those is, if you didn't know, Montgomery County is like one of the highest ranked in poor health in Kansas. So we definitely don't work very hard on our health in this community. So we wanted to make sure we did something that was also healthy. And that's why Blue Cross and Blue Shield is involved in it. So... And you have baskets.
I was going
to
say, you got the baskets.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the scooters, they're fun, yeah, but you can't use them for anything, really.
I like that they're on the campus of the community college, because if you're a college student, doesn't have a vehicle. Because, I mean, think about all the athletes that come here from other countries, even. You hop on a bike, you ride it downtown, you can park it in the downtown spot, so you're not constantly being charged for it. Do whatever you need to downtown, whether it's eat or grocery shop.
Right.
And then pick it back up and drive it,
exactly.
You know, drive it back to the college campus.
Yeah, I like it. I think they're good. And the goal is to add on more locations. So we, you know, funding, we had to start with a little bit at a time. So we have two locations, but eventually down the road, we hope to have another location like on the west side of town and just kind of all over. So it'll be easy to drop them off everywhere. So.
And they're super secure. Like, I mean, you don't, the risk of theft is super low.
Well, that's why it's an app. We know where it's at. We can find it
GPS,
anywhere, the GPS on it. So we know how to find it and where to get it and pick it up. And yes, if somebody goes and dumps it in the lake, you're going to get charged for it. So don't do that. So anyway, that is all the announcements I have today. But probably next week I'll be sharing all the other activities coming up. We have several things, especially in October, as I mentioned earlier, tons of events coming to Coffeyville in October, including, just a reminder, the Brewfest tickets are on sale, and I would encourage you, if you want to come to that, get your tickets now, because they go up on price in about 3 weeks. So if you get them now, you get a great deal. It's $25 or $40 for a couple, and I think we have, right now, we have 15 different breweries. We even have distilleries coming, wineries, everything, live music, cornhole tournament, food truck. I mean, just all kinds of fun stuff downtown. So make sure you can go online to our website to get the tickets, or you can stop by the chamber and I've got them.
All right. So. And then you shared this, I don't know if it was this morning, I think it might have been yesterday, on your Facebook page, the chamber Facebook page, a survey.
Yes, yes. And that is from the county. I forget what the name of it is.
American Rescue Plan.
Yes, thank you.
I go to so many commission meetings. I've heard about the rescue plan many times.
Well, there's been so many different grants and things out from the government.
Spark
but
and
yes,
ARPA.
Ton of them. But this is another one from the government that says, hey, we want to give back to communities because of all the things that happened with COVID. And so the county's trying to figure out, okay, now that we've given it to certain entities, now what's next? Where should this money be used to get the most effective I'm, we're not talking about just throwing it at some random activity, but what's going to help our community and help us grow and infrastructure and things like that. So they want the whole community to go on to that survey and fill out and let them know what you think the money should be spent on. And then they're going to be making decisions on that in the next couple of weeks. So if you want, it's, I think it's, you guys did a story on it, maybe. Yes. So the link's on
the link's KGF. On our KGF.
It's on my Facebook page. And yep. Yeah, so, and so you can find it everywhere.
It's 30 questions. Mm-hmm. I have been filling it out sporadically throughout the morning as I have time. they're not hard. And I know, I mean, you know, being here now on 4 years, people in this county are highly opinionated, and there are things that need fixed. So, you know, if you've been complaining about something, you've right. got an opportunity to exactly. say something about how it needs to be
I
changed.
I mean, if they get 500 and 100 of them say, we need, you know, XYZ road yeah. or whatever, then they know where, you know, where that money should be going. Yep. So definitely make sure this is your chance. Like you said, don't complain. Do something about it. Go out to that and let the county know what you're thinking.
All right. So. Well, Candy, appreciate you coming in as yeah. always on a Wednesday. Hopefully the espresso helps you be productive, you know, and you don't come like 2 o'clock, come crashing down.
So, very true. Very yes. true.
All right. Well, we will talk to you next Wednesday.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.